everyone. Welcome back to our Rebound podcast. My name is Mandy Vitale, and I'm so excited to have our guest with us today. Tanya is here with us to share her journey over the past school year. Tanya, can you let us know a little bit about yourself?
Hi, hello. So my name is Tanya Perales. I am from Chesapeake, Virginia. I am currently a senior here at JMU, and I am studying Communication Sciences and Disorders, and also Spanish. I guess a little bit about me is that I'm involved in like Spanish Club, Environmental Management, CSD Demarginalized, and also Latin Dance Club.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, thank you for letting us get to know you a little bit and what the JMU experience looks like for you in a snapshot, or I guess like in writing. But can you tell us a little bit about how that experience shifted starting your senior year?
Yeah. In the beginning of the school year, I was a frog, and it was a great experience, but throughout the middle of training, I kind of got some family news. And, you know, in general, it's never a good time to get bad news, and especially when it's about your family and you're living far away. But it was just a lot to take in. And I was in the middle of my frog responsibilities. And then this situation just kind of kept dragging on. And so I'm also a senior. I have my responsibilities for that and being a student, and then just also balancing my responsibilities with my family. It kind of made it super difficult to manage everything. And especially with hearing the bad news, it really just changed kind of the course of my senior year. And so I guess after that initial shock of hearing my news, I just kind of went into this survival mode. It just started feeling like I was living like this double life. You know, I was in the middle of a frog position. I had to take care of my first years and help them with whatever they needed. And I was also coming back from summer vacation. So I like try to see friends and hang out with them, and also just going to classes and trying to do my best for this, like my last year here at JMU. And I don't know, it was really hard to just balance that, especially with all this immense emotion that I kind of had. And so it was really hard to balance it all. And when I say like I was living a double life, it was kind of that I would go and do all these responsibilities, kind of pretend everything was okay, kind of that out of sight, out of mind mentality. And really just even for myself, like feeling like I was doing something. But then at the end of the day, I would come home and just be completely drained. And then I would also just be super emotional and upset because I wasn't coping with everything, and it just really made everything very difficult.
Yeah, I really like what you said about living a double life. And when you're going through it, it's kind of hard to figure out what do you need. And you're like, okay, I need to keep moving forward. It's hard to be intuitive in what you really need to be able to continue, to be able to process. But it seems like you figured out that double life was not really sustainable for you. So I wanted to hear a little bit about your experience discovering that, and kind of how did you transition out of it? Or maybe you were forced out of it because it wasn't serving you anymore. How did you get through that?
I heard my family news like in the end of August, and I kind of just realized within that month of like August and September that I just couldn't do everything by myself. I had to learn new ways to cope, and I had to learn how to ask for help. And that was really difficult because I'm a very private person, and trying to find support in general is really difficult. But I knew that I needed help. So I started trying to find some sort of help that was outside of my friend group, outside of my academic circle, and outside of my personal life, really. So I went into the counseling center. I got connected with someone there. And then I also heard about the Rebound program, just to going and find, like, getting connected with these resources was really kind of the first step that I took. And I think in a way I kind of did force myself to do this, just because that first month, it was just really difficult to keep going. And I knew that I needed somebody or just something to help me with it. I learned that it was just super unhealthy to keep pushing back my emotions, really just for the sake of, like, my responsibilities. And I really wasn't allowing myself to cope with everything. And so that's why I really enjoyed getting connected with the counseling center and Rebound. But even through that, I still needed a lot more support, and I needed to take care of myself emotionally. Like, my family situation was just taking up a lot of emotional energy, and I really needed more time. So I even had to learn how to cope with these things and really use, like, the resources and skills that I learned, but I had to apply them to, like, my everyday life. And I feel like that was definitely really hard.
Yeah. I know. I like what you said about taking the skills that you know to apply them to your everyday life. It seems like you are a person of service and you're always helping everybody else. And it's really hard to take your own advice sometimes, to take a step back, reach out for help, and really acknowledge that you are the one that needs help and you have to take it and accept it. So what did you do? You talked about Rebound, the counseling center, which are all great resources, but how did you deal with school? That's a huge responsibility. That's your main job at JMU, is to be a student. And when everything else is going on, it's hard to be able to do that as successfully as possible and truly learn. You're here to learn. And I know that's something you really value. So how did you manage all of that?
Yeah, towards, like, the middle of the semester, I kind of just realized that my grades were not where I wanted them to be. And, you know, it was so frustrating, because I know that I'm a good student. And I know that if I apply myself, like, and work hard, I can get a good grade. But when something else that's out of your control is just taking up so much of your time, it was really frustrating. And so I kind of had to come to my senses and, again, ask for help. So I went to my professors around mid-semester, and I had to just be honest and say, hey, I'm really going through a really tough time right now. I see that my grades are slipping, and, you know, I'm a senior, like, I need to graduate. I can't afford to fail classes. What can I do, you know, to help with this? And so I was very fortunate, because a lot of my professors last semester were just truly helpful. And one of my professors even let me take an incomplete. And it was so nice to have somebody kind of really be accommodating to me, especially because, you know, I'm trying to accommodate for everything that's going on in my life. And so getting that incomplete really helped me a lot, because, you know, throughout that semester, I was able to just not worry about that class. I knew that I could put it on pause for a little bit. And this semester I'm, like, finishing it up, and the professor has been great and has been meeting with me during office hours and really just wanting me to succeed. And I think that that was really helpful. And some other professors also just let me, like, last semester take the test on a different day and just turn in some assignments a little bit late. But it was really nice to have that communication with my professors and then them reciprocate accommodations and really helping me out.
Yeah, that's so, so important and so incredibly difficult to do. So you talked about reaching out to your professors, the counseling center, Rebound. These are all pretty formal places of support. Did you use any informal ways of support, whether that's personal coping mechanisms or just things we have on campus?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I truly loved and I've never really used until this past semester was the art studio in the counseling center. I think that I'm not an artist by any means, but for me, it was just, it's so difficult for me to talk about just everything that was going on. And so even just having that art center and being able to express myself in something other than words, it was really helpful because it's really hard to find time for your emotional well-being. And so I was able to just maybe go like an hour before a class or whenever I was just really feeling down, I would try to make my way to the art studio and I would just sit there for an hour, make an art piece, you know, and be proud of it, hang it up in my room. And it was also just a really good way to let myself cope with everything in just a healthy way. And then I think also just another kind of informal way of learning to cope with everything was just even just reaching out to friends. And like I said in the beginning, I'm a very private person. And even with friends, I feel like that can sometimes be the hardest people to reach out to. But I learned that I needed somebody to give me some sort of support. And so, you know, I had to reach out and say, like, text a friend or whenever I run into somebody on campus, you know, and they ask you, like, how you're doing or something, I would just say, you know, honestly, I'm not going through the best time right now. And I really just can't talk about it because it's just a lot to deal with. But, you know, it would be really nice if we could hang out maybe one day. And even just that too, like carving out some time with somebody to try to get your mind off of things was also just really helpful.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing all of those resources. I think that asking for help and then accepting help are two different things, both extremely difficult. But yeah, that it's really incredible that you prioritized yourself and put yourself first to be able to get to where you are now. But can you walk us through what you learned from this experience and how you will be able to, or it'll still be difficult, but accept help in the future? I think I'm going to use accepting help instead of asking for help.
I definitely agree. I think accepting the help is a great way to put it because it is really hard. You know, I feel like a lot of us just take a lot of pride in like being able to do something, but accepting it is definitely difficult. I think for me, one of the things that was really important in all of this was just really clearly communicating my needs and just even advocating for like mental support, because I had to learn, like, I had to treat my mental health just like my physical health. You know, like, if you're sick, especially now with like COVID and everything that's going on, like, if you're sick, you know, people expect you now to just take time for yourself, get better, and then come back once you're feeling better. And I really had to learn that there are going to be some days when I just am so overwhelmed with everything that's going on that I'm not going to be like 100% myself. And in those times, like, I have to take a break and really just take some time for myself so I can get back to, you know, feeling like myself. Yeah, it's definitely really hard, especially when there are situations that you just can't control at all. You know, like sometimes I would just feel awful like on a Wednesday afternoon and I had class in an hour. And so I really had to take a step back and really evaluate how I'm doing, because if I'm just going to sit in class and just really not even pay attention because I'm so overwhelmed, you know, it's better to just, if you can miss the class, like email your professor, say, hey, I'm not feeling well right now. I'm not doing well right now. Can we set up a time, or can I come to your office hours the next day or something? And really being okay with that. I feel like that was something I learned, and it definitely took a long time to accept it, but I think that that mindset was really helpful. And then also just being honest. I feel like so many times we don't think that, you know, calling out or missing something because you're not mentally well is a good enough reason to miss things, but it is. And, you know, but you also have to be honest with it. You know, you don't have to lie and say that there's an emergency going on or that you're physically sick or anything like that. So I learned that I can be honest, but I also just don't need to feel like I need to prove to other people that I need to take a break. So like, I also work like part-time, and you know, there were days when I knew that if I went into work, I would be not productive and it would just not go well. So I also had to just be honest with my managers and let them know that, hey, I'm really sorry, but right now I'm like going through this thing and I can't come into work today, you know, and not feel like I have to explain everything that's going on, but say like the important parts and that's it. And then I feel like at the end, it was also just when you accept help, you know, at the end of the day, be proud that you communicated your needs. And I think that also took me a really long time. But, you know, now I'm really proud of myself that I was able to advocate for myself and accept this help and really putting myself, like just putting myself first. And so, yeah, that takes a lot of courage, you know, to advocate for yourself. And I think that that was really challenging to accept.
Yeah, I really like the piece that you put in there about being proud of yourself. It's so hard when you're going through something to take a step back and realize all that you are doing for yourself, even though it still feels overwhelming. So I'm really glad that you're able to acknowledge that and take the time to see that. Thank you so much for being here. I know I have recently taken your advice about being able to ask for help without having to explain everything. And I know that's so important to know. And I think others will benefit from that as well. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to say thank you. And if there's anything else that you want to let our listeners know before we close out.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really did enjoy this. And I guess just the last thing to say is like, you know, if you're ever going through anything, there's so many great resources. And I think that it's so much easier to ask for help, you know, before it all snowballs. So I really do hope that this can help anybody that might be in a similar situation. But yeah, thank you so much for your time. And I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Tanya. And thanks for listening. Until next time, what's your rebound story?
Rebound. Rebound. Rebound.